Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, August 7th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We hope everybody had a good weekend. And you know what we did all weekend? Pack books up to be shipped. We want to thank everybody for their interest in 9/11 evil. I think today I can say without any doubt that we'll ship more copies of books out than we've ever shipped out any time before. And
they're going to be hating us at the post office for sure.
Yeah, I already went down and gave them like prior warning. I said I'm coming down there with cases and cases and cases of books to be shipped out. So we want to thank everybody. 9/11 evil, Israel's central role in the September 11th 2001 terrorist attacks. We also like to thank Mr. Michael Langston, who did a review of this book about a week or two ago. That's posted on the Wing TV homepage. Tomorrow we're going to have Vinnie Sammartino's review of the book. And of special note, I just want to read one little line from Langston's review. He said, "This book may very well turn out to be the most important ever written on the subject of 9/11. And you know what? Without blowing our own horns too much, he might be right, because after nearly 5 years, Lisa, we know how it happened, right? How the World Trade Center towers collapsed. We know what happened in Shanksville, and we have a real good idea what happened at the Pentagon. We also know why it happened. But up until now, no one's focused real hard and heavy on the real culprits behind 9/11. Yeah, they'd say, oh, it's the New World Order, or the globalists, or Bush Cheney.
Yeah, but who's hiding behind Bush Cheney?
Yeah. And here it is, finally. Here it is. The real culprits behind 9/11. And I was thinking today, Lisa, that all of these people, I mean, of course the mainstream media bends over backwards and does triple somersaults, not having to point any finger of blame at Israel. But when you start seeing how many people in the alternative media and in the Patriot movement that absolutely refuse to finger Israel and their involvement in this crime, and I was thinking, these people are protecting the attackers against our country. They're protecting the people that did 9/11. And not only is this inexcusable, not only is it pathetic, but I'm going to go so far as to say it's traitorous.
Yeah.
It's traitorous that we have entire networks in the alternative media like GCN that won't give this subject any coverage whatsoever. None. And how can that be?
Well, and there's even people on the internet promoting that whole symposium thing on C-SPAN last week as a success. It's not a success if you're not going to tell the truth.
Yeah, and here's really the way I see it, is what if you woke up one morning, you go outside and you see that your car was vandalized, okay? Windows are smashed, tires are flat, tail lights are smashed in. So you call the police, they come out here, and you say, well, who did it? Who did this to my car? And the police would say, well, you know, there's been other attacks around here. We think the gang did it. You say, the gang? And the policeman's like, yeah, the gang did it. And you're like, who the hell's the gang? Okay? So you call somebody else out here, and maybe a fireman or whatever, and you say, who did this to my car? And they say, well, you look at this. The windows are smashed. The tires are flat. Taillights are smashed in. But you say, who did it? He says, well, I'm not concerned with who did it. I already know the tires are flat, the windows are smashed.
Right, you already know what happened.
Yeah. So you call somebody else out, an investigator. And you say, who did this? Who did this to my car? And they say, well, I know why they did it. They did it because they wanted to go in there and get your stereo and sell it to buy drugs. Okay, so the next person comes out and you say, who did this to my car? And they're like, well, you know what? I think the people that did it, their favorite color is blue. You say, what the hell kind of distraction is that? I don't care what their favorite color is. Who did it? So you call out another person. And they come out, they look at your car, and they say, your car wasn't even vandalized. Nothing happened to your car, and you see everything wrong with it. It's like the no-planers that say that planes didn't even hit the towers. Somebody else comes out, and they blame it on the mayor. Again, they blame it on the gang or whatever. Another person comes out and they keep covering up, covering up. Finally, you do some of your own investigation and you discover precisely who did it. You know who did it now. So you go to the newspaper, the police, the fire, the investigator, all these people, and they're like, we don't care who did it.
Yeah.
We want to ignore who did this to your car. But I'll tell you why they did it. I'll tell you how they did it. I'll tell you what their favorite color is.
I'll tell you what they ate for breakfast.
Yeah. Do you see what I'm trying to get at here? Is nobody is trying to say, who did 9/11?
Why not?
Why? Why are they protecting Israel? Why are they protecting our attacker?
Why are they protecting the Israel firsters in the United States?
Yeah. This is what the government does. They protect Israel. This is what the mainstream media does. They protect Israel. And our own alternative media protects Israel. 77% of you in our last Wing TV poll said Israel is the most dangerous nation in the Middle East. That's more than 3 of every 4 voters. And almost nobody in this stinking rotten movement will put the finger on Israel. 911truth.org won't. The scholars won't. GCN won't. Alex Jones won't. Mike Ruper won't. Nobody is putting the finger on Israel. And Lisa, it disgusts me that there's so damn good many people out there that want the truth, and their so-called leaders are sticking it to them by not going after the real culprit.
Well, as Laura Knight Jadzik, someone I respect very much, said to me this morning, it's a swamp out there. It really is. They just won't tell the truth.
Yeah. Now let's get into some real quick news updates, and then Lisa's going to talk a little bit about an article that she appeared in yesterday in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I used to live in Pittsburgh. I read that newspaper many times. But real quickly, the news, Israeli war still going on hot and heavy. I mean, tune into any news you can see about it. In Iraq, a 14-year-old girl was repeatedly raped by some of our GIs, and then they killed the family. In Afghanistan, Abu Ghraib, ex-CIA agent, on trial now in the States for beating one of the prisoners to death with a flashlight. It's the 4th year of this stinking war. And how much more of it do we have to put up with? And finally, did you hear about British Petroleum? Up in Alaska, they're pumping thousands and thousands of barrels of oil a day. Mm. Well, I should say they were.
Right.
Because in Prudhoe Bay now, they're saying that because of corrosion in the transit lines, they're going to have to halt production. 8% of all our domestic oil comes from this field. And what does that mean?
Hmm.
Prices even higher.
How convenient, huh?
Yeah, how convenient. So right now in Happy Valley here, it's $2.99 a gallon. I expect that by tomorrow to jump over $3 again. So that's what's going on. Oh, one last thing. The governors of the country are rebelling against a bill that the federal government and George Bush is trying to push forward, where they want to take control of the National Guard. So instead of going to the states, the federal government can mobilize them at any time, anywhere. Luckily, the governors are fighting back. I don't know how successful
they'll
be.
So far.
Yeah, so far. So, Lisa, tell us about this article now in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Val McClatchy.
Well, Flight 93 has reared its ugly head again, and Caitlin Cleary, a reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, posted an article yesterday, Sunday, August 6th, called Conspiracy Theorists Blog That Flight 93 Photo Is Fake. This reporter did contact us, and I tried to get a hold of her when she emailed us and never got a response back from her. In it, she does quote me from the Flight 93 article, that one of them that I wrote, and she also quotes a blogger, a 9/11 researcher named Killtown, more at length than she does us. But in her article, she says, according to the FBI, Val's photo is the closest thing they've got to an image of the crash itself, which says a whole lot, right?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't show anything but a mushroom cloud that looks more indicative of an ordnance blast than a jet fuel column.
Right.
According to this article, Val told the reporter that she snapped the single photo with her new digital camera. So, in other words, this horrifying event happened. It knocked, supposedly, her lights out, her phone out. Of course, it didn't break any windows in her house, and we don't know for sure that she actually lost electric power, because she told us she went to cook for the rescue workers immediately after she took this picture.
And how far is her house from the crater?
She told us she took the picture from a distance of 1 mile from the impact site.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you think a plane crashing into the ground is going to cause all of that much commotion a mile or more away?
Well, I'd like to know what kind of zoom she has on that camera. We got thrown out of her office before we could ask her that question.
Yeah, we had a whole lot of questions to ask her, but as Lisa said, when we started asking about the inconsistencies...
We'd also like to know why she would only take one photo of an event like this. I mean, how often do events like this happen in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that you would just take one photo
stop
there? Especially when you have a digital camera, you can take a bunch.
Right. Well, and especially, she said she was watching the events on television, so she knew there was a very, very historic, one of the most historic events ever in this country. So she takes one picture, and that's it?
Well,
one picture.
In Caitlin Cleary's article, she says that she paints Val as the target of conspiracy theorists. Let me tell you something. Val McClatchy has not shied away from any publicity. She's been interviewed by both mainstream and alternative media individuals. She has authorized the release of not only her photo that she took on 9/11, but photos of herself, including one for this article by Caitlin Cleary, which appeared yesterday in the Post-Gazette.
Yeah.
She has a website where she advertises her business. And she's also in some Camaro clubs that have her picture and information on them as well. So Val McClatchy is not some little recluse that shies away from public exposure. She's put herself out there and has now engaged in a frivolous lawsuit, basically, suing the Associated Press over use of her photo, which she actually released to them in the first place.
Yeah, and it's in the public record.
She authorized them to use the photo. They have responded to her claim that she's suing by saying that they had permission, and I suspect they do have some pretty decent lawyers to defend themselves with. So she says that she keeps some of the money from selling her photo from 9/11. To help pay her legal expenses. But these are legal expenses of her own making.
Right.
Because she's involved herself voluntarily in a lawsuit, a frivolous lawsuit, that is not a necessity. She's suing over use of her photo.
And I guess one of the focuses of this article then was Killtown. And he's written numerous articles questioning the authenticity of this actual picture. And I'm not as concerned whether the photo is rigged or not, because what I'm more concerned is an airplane crash going to cause that kind of ordnance cloud that looks exactly like ordnance blasts in Afghanistan and Iraq? That's what I think is more indicative.
This reporter, Caitlin Cleary, is presenting a very one-sided, incomplete, sloppily done report, because she never did follow up with me. Killtown did speak with her on the phone and wasn't able to hook up with her due to time zones, but she didn't really follow up with him either. In her article, she says that she calls people who are 9/11 researchers bloggers that call themselves 9/11 researchers. So I guess you're only a 9/11 researcher if the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says you are. Anybody who does research is a researcher.
Right. And
it's a manner of marginalizing people.
Well, and considering how little research has been done by the vast majority.
Right. Where is Caitlin Cleary's journalistic curiosity about the questions being posed not only by Killtown, but by Victor and I and many other people?
Yeah. How can you get an airplane with a 120-foot wingspan, 150 feet long, that weighs over 250,000 pounds, into a 10 or 12-foot crater? You know, she didn't ask those questions.
And I guess she's not curious about the fact that Val McClatchy funnels most of the money for each photo she sells from the one she took on 9/11 to an organization that's set up on behalf of a man who doesn't even show up listed as dead with Social Security Death Index, namely Todd Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, these mainstream reporters never cease to amaze me in how, disinterested they are in following up, sniffing out a story and checking into it. They just scratch the surface, and they try to scratch people who are asking legitimate questions, raising valid points. And Killtown is just a 9/11 researcher that is asking questions of his own.
And it seems like he's done some very thorough research. And I guess the positive side of it, Lisa, is that at least the information's out there.
Yeah.
People can start asking their own questions.
Right.
But, as you said, she does marginalize. Uh-huh. And they use little tricks. They're the same tricks they use all the time.
They didn't link to any of the people they did quote, namely Killtown or us. But anybody who uses Google, and I think many more people now are more familiar with how to use Google by putting in keywords. So if you want to check out what Killtown has to say, the questions that he's been raising, you can go to killtown.blogspot.com and see what kind of issues theories are being expounded upon there and what kind of questions he's raising.
And what we're going to do is we're going to link to not only the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article on the Wing TV homepage, but also to Killtown's research. So you can take a look at it. And I think he's done, and he even comes out and said he doesn't definitively think the photo is a fraud, but he's looking into it. And, you know, if these mainstream media sources with all their resources actually put some effort into it, maybe they could crack this case.
And just so everybody knows, because they try to lamely paint this woman as a target of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
When Victor and I went to go meet with Val McClatchy, we called her up. We made an appointment to meet with her at her office, and she drove there within 5-10 minutes of the phone call. She did not shy away. She did not have any hesitation with being interviewed. It's not like we just popped in on her.
The only time she had a problem is when we started asking her about the inconsistencies.
Well, when we showed her a diagram of the plane and its dimensions, and then the dimensions of the very small crater that Flight 93 supposedly disappeared completely into.
Yeah, and what did she say? Something about, I'm not going to talk to anybody that questions the government?
She doesn't like people who question the government.
Yeah. And at that point, then, she actually, stood up and was giving us the motions. I want you people out of my office right now. And she's doing like this, and she literally kicked us out of her office when we asked her about why these things don't add up.
But the adjectives used in my article about her, I stand by. She was defensive, irate, surly, livid, and so forth.
Yeah.
To being asked questions she didn't want to answer. Apparently, people like Caitlin Cleary, don't ask her the types of questions that we did or that Killtown has asked. They lob her some softballs, and she likes those, and she gets her picture taken, and she gets more publicity, and sells more photos.
Yeah.
She likes those kind of interviews.
But all in all, we'll thank the Pittsburgh Post for that. At least they put it out there. The big question is, why are there so few 9/11 researchers looking at this smoking gun in Shanksville that absolutely does not add up and the government runs from at every possibility?
And I'll tell you what, we're glad Killtown's out there asking questions and continuing to pursue the truth wherever the truth may lead.
He's one of the few.
Right.
So what we're going to do on Mondays, we're going to try to keep these shows a little bit shorter. On Friday's show, we got over 86,000 hits. And since Monday's show takes up more bandwidth because it's video, we're going to try to get out of here now. But we want to thank everybody again from the bottom of our hearts. Anyone that ordered 9/11 Evil, thank you so much. We're going to put everything in the mail today. All other orders will be processed the same exact day. And we had to have the weekend just to get through this mountain of books. We want to thank Michael Langston, Vinny Sammartino. I think Lisa's going to have a review of the book later in the week. And, you know, what we are getting here is we're not giving you soft soap. We're not giving you false hope. We're not giving you any kind of rope-a-dope crap. We're giving you reality. We're giving you the truth, and you have to ask yourself, once again, 77% of you voted saying Israel's the most dangerous nation in the Middle East. why are there so many people in this patriot movement and alternative media that are protecting the most dangerous nation in the world, the nation that played a large part in attacking this country on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have the courage and the guts to step up to the plate and say who had this involvement, then they should get their asses out of this movement, because there's no room for them here. What they're doing is they're preventing real truth seekers from getting at the truth, and it's inexcusable and it's traitorous.
And let's remember always, it's important to keep asking questions. Don't let these people stifle your curiosity just because they refuse to have any on their own for whatever their reasons are. It's okay to question the government. It's okay to question the mainstream media. It's okay to question law enforcement and intelligence agencies. And it's okay to question Val McClatchy.
And it's okay to question the alternative media, most of all, because they're the ones closest to us that we have the most proximity to. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about something that we rarely, rarely touched upon. It's going to be, we'll just keep it at that. On Wednesday.
Keep it at what?
Well,
we're not telling you.
Yeah. Wednesday and Thursday we have guests, and then on Friday we're going to talk about the latest poll. What's the best New World Order book, in your opinion? And in ours, and we've been getting quite a few responses, some very, very intriguing ones that really slipped my mind that you're all voting for, so that's good. So we're going to talk about that Friday. If you haven't voted yet, put your 2 cents in so they can be it can be added to the mix. Other than that, thank you everybody once again. Thanks for tuning in. We're closing in on almost 2 million hits a month on this site, and it shows that these people in the alternative media that are trying to do everything they can to keep you away from the truth, they're running scared.
And you know why they even had to feel like they needed to respond to something that we said, which they never do, is because they must be getting really uncomfortable with how many people are starting to check out what we have to say.
Absolutely.
And that's all due to you guys out there.
Yeah. The containment cabal.
You're making them squirm.
Yeah, the containment cabal that they've spent so many years erecting around you. You're coming through and you're saying, I don't want to be in this pen anymore.
Right.
I don't want to be corralled like a sheep. I want to know who did 9/11. And I don't want to hear that it's some shadowy globalist, some faceless, nameless entity. And I don't want to hear Bush Cheney anymore. I want to know who the hell did it.
Yeah. In fact, this Cleary lady says that we're all doing this in the service of the theory that the crash was faked in Shanksville. No, that's dishonest. Okay? That's inaccurate. This is all being done in the service of the truth, of getting to the bottom of what happened on 9/11. So, Ms. Cleary, if you want to assert yourself, you might want to try a little bit more accuracy next time.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, have a good evening. And most of all, keep your eyes open, because there is a lot going on.
See you then.